From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov failed for a second consecutive day today to reach an agreement on a ceasefire deal for Syria that would allow more humanitarian aid to reach people in need. Mr. Kerry went into that meeting saying the U.S. will not rush into any deal with Russia to try to end the violence in Syria.
We're not going to do something that we think has less than what we believe is a legitimate opportunity to be able to try to get the job done.
Diplomats met in Hangzhou, China, where world leaders were gathered for the Group of 20 summit. South Korea's military says North Korea has fired three ballistic missiles into the waters off its eastern coast. Today's missile firings came as South Korean leader President Park Geun-hye and Chinese President Xi Jinping met on the sidelines of the G20 summit just before the missile launches. President Park said she thinks it's time for a new perspective and approach in order to effectively respond to the security challenges that are facing everyone. Meanwhile, President Xi told President Park Beijing opposes deployment of the U.S.-built anti-missile system in South Korea. She says it is protection against North Korea. Facing intense international pressure, South Sudan has agreed to the deployment of 4,000-member Regional Protection Force, approved last month by the United Nations Security Council. The decision by President Salva Kiir, who in August rejected more peacekeepers, came a day after the 15-member Security Council visited the capital, Juba, to press senior officials to approve the force. This is VOA News. Center-left Social Democrats and anti-immigrant Alternative for Germany party appear to have taken first and second place in Sunday's elections in a German state where Chancellor Angela Merkel has her political base. Merkel's refugee policy were a prominent issue in the campaign, held a year after she decided to allow migrants to enter Germany from Hungary, setting off the peak of last year's influx of migrants. New generation of lawmakers determined to preserve Hong Kong's autonomy against increasing interference from China appear to be heading to victory in the territory's parliamentary elections. Among the winners in Sunday's Legislative Council elections were several pro-independence candidates. Raymond Yam is with the VOA Cantonese service and reports now from Hong Kong. The voter turnout was very large.
I believe the authority just announced that there are 2.2 million registered voters participate in the vote, which is 58% of the registered voters. It is the biggest number for the history of Hong Kong.
Hong Kong has been the scene of increasingly bitter political turmoil since the last legislative election in 2012 that led to pro-democracy protest in the year 2014. In U.S. presidential politics, Republican Donald Trump has edged closer to Democrat Hillary Clinton in public opinion polls, comes 3 weeks ahead of their first face-to-face debate. Several U.S. voter surveys show Clinton ahead of Trump, but he has cut her lead, that is, to about 4 percentage points or even less, about half the gap of a few weeks ago, even as she continues to narrowly lead in several background states that likely will determine the outcome of the November 8 election. International Union for the Conservation of Nature says that giant pandas are no longer endangered in China, but those same conservationists had some bad news regarding the eastern gorilla, the world's largest living primate. They're considering it critically endangered or just one step away from extinction. Today is the American holiday known as Labor Day, honoring U.S. workers and their contributions to the country's economy. Labor Day in the U.S. is the first Monday in September and became an official holiday in 1894 after a push by the nation's labor unions. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.